Golden Aura from Rick Bonin. The first time I heard Swami Kriyananda speak was at a lecture in San Francisco. I was meditating with another group at the time, but some friends who had been to one of his lectures told me to go and hear him. I asked them, what did he talk about? They couldn't specifically remember. They just knew it had been a great talk. I went to the lecture and took a seat toward the back of the hall. A couple of people made announcements, and then Swamiji came out. When he started to speak, a golden aura began to fill the room. It looked like the angel hair you sometimes see on Christmas trees, only instead of white, it was a beautiful golden color. I watched as it wound itself around the hall until everyone was enveloped in it. I paid close attention to everything Swamiji said, and afterwards I was able to discuss the points of his lecture. But I could see why my friends forgot all the details. The most important thing was not what Swamiji said. It was being in that golden aura. I have not had an experience like that before or since. About 6 years later, I went to India for the first time as part of a pilgrimage organized by Ananda. By then, I was a disciple of Master and living in an Ananda community. We went to Master's childhood home at 4 Garpar Road in Kolkata, Calcutta. As I sat there feeling the vibration, it dawned on me that I recognized the vibration because I had experienced it before. I went back in memory, trying to figure out how I could recognize something in a place I'd never been, in a country I'd never visited. Then it came to me. It was the same as the feeling I'd had the first time I heard Swamiji speak. Swamiji has often said, "I pray only to be a channel for Master." My experience says his prayer has been answered.